Welcome into the Inside the Cliff podcast here on the Chargers Sports Network at bcuchargers.com. Got St. Ambrose and the Chargers. We're going to pull double duty here, and we're just going to go all offense here on this Inside the Cliff podcast. Charger quarterback Brock Saya, Charger tight end Stephen Whiting, All-American from last season. Brock, I want to start with you because the big fella gives you quite the target to throw at down the middle of the field, and I think is an absolute mismatch for any defensive back or safety in the conference, in the country.
Yeah, no doubt there. A testament to the All-American title you gave him. But, Steven, he's been a stud. And
hey, he earned it.
He earned it.
Right?
I mean, he does all the little things off the field as well. And, I mean, immaculate ball catcher and can go make a play for you whenever. So he takes me out of a lot of tough situations. But I feel like another aspect is his blocking that goes unnoticed. Yeah, he's just a tremendous player, tremendous football player, good guy off the field. And so, yeah, I mean, all the work he puts in is a testament to his success on and off the field.
How often do you, as a quarterback, get to throw to certain players throughout the season or the off season? How much time do you spend throwing to Steven, working on routes? Is that a summer thing? I know a lot of quarterbacks like to throw all summer and all year round, and develop an additional level of rapport with certain players. Is that what you have with Steven?
Yeah, I feel like coming in here, it feels like I grew up with Steven coming into Briarcliff. We came in as freshmen together. So it's kind of a connection that we bonded automatically. You know, freshman year is kind of the guy I was throwing to off the field, kind of the guy I was hanging out with in our little friend group and whatnot. So I think it's just been, like I said, just starting as a freshman, rolling through the season with Steven, I feel like it's just been kind of a built-in bond that I got to have on and off the field, which I'm super grateful for. And like I said, it's nice having a big target out there that it's tough to miss sometimes. So,
well, that's absolutely right. And one of the things that I've noticed from the press box part, Steven, is your route running is so crisp and so clean. How has Brock helped you evolve as a tight end as you've made it here to Briarcliff?
I just go out there and do my job, and it's a great job getting me the ball, and I think just knowing I have him back there gives me the confidence to go out there and play my best.
Steven, I feel like Brock throws to spots very well, and that spot seems to be your hands, but it doesn't seem like you have to adjust much to catching the football with a quarterback like Brock. It's just there, it's waiting for you, and you get to make your play. How has that helped your confidence as a tight end and just knowing, hey, if I do what I'm supposed to do, the ball's going to be there?
Yeah, just go out there and do what I'm supposed to. Top of the route, I turn around, the ball's right there. Really raises my trust in Brock as a quarterback.
Now, with a big ugly of a head coach that you have and a guy that played tight end, obviously blocking is a huge thing. If you're going to develop the run game, if you're going to establish it, you've got to block first in a lot of cases, and then maybe release and be a receiver, be a safety valve for Brock. How has blocking enhanced your game? Because I think you're really dang good at it.
Yeah, so our OC says if you don't block, you don't get the rock. So that's kind of really motivated me to up my blocking game, I think. Definitely from last fall to now, I've taken a big step forward in that.
Yeah, it's as an Iowa Hawkeye fan, growing up with the Dallas Clarks and the George Kittles and the TJ Hawkinsons and Sam Laportas that have all made it to the NFL, the basis of being a great tight end in my mind starts with blocking, just because that's what I've grown up watching. Do you have that philosophy as well, or would you rather catch 80 passes a year?
Well, I'd definitely love to catch 80 passes, but part of
Brock would too, actually. I don't think anybody in the room's going to argue, are they?
No, but part of the job is blocking and getting that done to get the run game going to open up those passing opportunities.
Now, I know that sometimes people maybe underscore the complexity of playing tight end, but in the offense, the way that it looks to me is that you can almost be considered another slot receiver with the way that you move down the football field and you do those things. So how fun is it just to get out in the open and give your quarterback a huge target and say, you know what, you check down to me, you're golden every time.
Yeah, that's my favorite part about playing tight end, getting open in space and making big plays.
So now, Steven, what are you studying here at Briarcliff?
I'm a double major with environmental science and history.
Okay, so you're a smart guy. Okay. Real smart guy. Shocking. So what is that going to lead to in the future for Steven Whiting?
Some potential careers, maybe something to do with wildlife conservation, or go the opposite way and history professor.
So either way, you're golden. And in some cases, well, and if you're going to do wildlife, you're going to have to know the history of the area. So could you follow Brock back to Colorado and be a national park guy? That would be kind of cool.
Opportunity there.
There's an opportunity there. No, I like it. Off the field, Steven, what do you like to do? Or do we have video game guys in this team? Are you a Madden team? Are you an NCAA football game team? What do you guys go to? And or is it MLB The Show? Is it NBA 2K? NHL? What do we play on this team?
Might be a little bit of a surprise, but down the coaches' offices, player lounge, we play a lot of PGA.
Oh, okay. Cool. I don't know how you guys are good at that. Seriously, that seems so hard for me.
Unfortunately, he kicks my butt every time, but I do enjoy playing with him.
Well, and there's that thing where if you can't be good at it for real, how can you be good at it on a video game? Because I'm terrible at it. I'll still do it. I love it. It's great, but I just can't figure it out.
Yeah, addicting hobby.
It is.
Unfortunately, I'm totally addicted, and I try to go every chance I get, every free time I get, but it's less rewarding when you're not as talented as it.
It's a very unforgiving sport, isn't it?
For sure, and you know, growing up playing sports all my life, golf's been an eye-opening one that I'm struggling to master. So, yeah, definitely not the most talented, but I enjoy it every time.
Steven, how close-knit of a group is this, and how much has that enhanced your off-the-field experience here at Briarcliff?
We're just one big family. Everybody loves spending time with each other, and I think that really brings us together on and off the field.
So when you're at home as a sports fan, what teams do you root for?
I'm a big Niners and Giants fan.
Okay, fine. Fine. All right. Here's the deal. I'm gonna make a little deal with Coach Ledeggie. If he's gonna keep bringing in Giants fans, if they play the way you do, I'll take it.
Okay.
Is that a good deal? You can live with
like
that.
A great deal.
All right. Steven Whiting and Brock Zaya joining us here on the Inside the Cliff podcast, gentlemen. Steven, how exciting is it for you to be able to know waking up this week that you get a football game? You don't have to play against the Briarcliff defense anymore. You can go out and do your thing with an opposing team.
It's finally here. It's been too long since last game.
Right.
Excited to get back out there.
Well, Steven, best of luck this season. Can't wait to watch you again. I just love watching the big tight end in the offense. And Brock, keep throwing it to him.
Yeah, he makes it easy.
I don't even have to say that, do I? Yeah. You're just going to keep doing it.
No, you're giving too much praise for me making the perfect throws. I think it's more my guys making the plays.
No, it's awesome. Steven Whiting and Brock Zaya joining us here on the Inside the Cliff podcast on the Chargers Sports Network at bcuchargers.com. St. Ambrose, 6 o'clock kickoff, Saturday night.